Amen. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us.
First of all, a couple of announcements. We have a goodly number of questions for this evening's program, but I'd recommend adding as many as you can and try to make your questions as pointed and specific as possible. Thank you for last night's contributions. And I cannot help repeating the importance of making a good confession. Over the years, this has been my judgment. A retreat requires a good confession. And then, of course, the either beginning of a habit or the cultivation of the habit of frequent confession. If there's anything I share with you that I consider of the essence of both the spiritual life for us individuals and the apostolic life of others, it is frequent, fervent confession. Cultivated by the daily, cultivated by the daily examination of conscience. And remember, we draw on the teachings of the Second Vatican Council, it is document on the lay apostolate. The present meditation is on the essence of the lay apostolate. We ask ourselves, in the words of the Church, what is the essence of the lay apostolate? The essence of the lay apostolate concerns the eternal salvation of all men. The apostolate concerns or consists in the eternal salvation of all men. Three crucial words in that sentence. Notice it is salvation. As we'll see and as we know, many charitable works of mercy are to be practiced as a lay apostolate. The needs of human beings, beginning with ourselves, are beyond counting. So there is really only one goal in our apostolic efforts. And that should be the salvation of other persons. I cannot tell you what, at least for some people, what a shift of emphasis this may require in our minds. That our goal is the salvation of others, is a preposition of others, that is, at the heart of the apostle. Not merely salvation, but eternal salvation. Living in a very temporal world. Temporal, of course, is just the adjective, temporale, the last word, tempus, time. Temporal means in time. Eternal is the obverse of temporal is to save, to ensure that others reach their eternal destiny. And behind that, or beneath that, is an article of faith widely questioned. Books of all kinds, articles, the whole mentality, as though everyone will be saved. This is not the Catholic faith. The Catholic faith believes not everyone will be saved. Otherwise, the 25th chapter of Matthew's Gospel is nonsense. And Christ predicts that at the end of time, notice, of time, Christ will send his angels, and then followed by them, sitting on his throne of glory, to judge, living and the dead. And the primary meaning of that living and the dead is the living who have the supernatural life and the dead who are spiritually not only not alive, but will never regain their supernatural life. We may go, we may shake our hands, we may wince, and I tell you, I know I'm too involved in both the proclaiming of the gospel and in dealing with some very learned minds. By and large, professedly Catholic. When was the last time you heard a homily on hell? In other words, the essence of the lay apostolate is concerned with, concentrates on, the eternal salvation of all men. I notice all men, the generic, as so hypnotized the minds of hundreds of idiots, the moment you use the word men, you begin to wince. Of all human beings, masculine, feminine, gender, I cannot tell you how crucial is a clear understanding that the human race has been created by God to reach eternal salvation. And salvation is just not another word. You are saved from something, and you are saved for something. You are saved from hell, and you are saved for heaven. I repeat, I know what I am talking about. I deal with too many minds, so preoccupied, so intoxicated, so drugged for the things of this world. Only God knows how many, but at least in our United States, I think, what a safe statement, only a minority think seriously about the purpose of their existence not being in this world. Goes on. However, This may apostate, though it is primarily concerned with the eternal salvation of all human beings, it also includes a renewal of the whole temporal order, not for the sake of just improving, as we commonly say, our standard of living in this world. What most Americans don't realize, and on my 20th working with the Missionaries of Charity, 20th year, there is, on the temporal level, shame, poverty, destitution, dependence, want, in millions in our nation, including many in the prosperous city of Chicago. This renewal of the temporal order is not for the sake of making life on earth well, more easy, more comfortable, less laborious, less painful. The renewal itself is a means. Final end or purpose. Have I spoken to you about Haiti and this retreat yet? Ever? 8 days I spent in Haiti this year. Most unforgettable 8 days of my life. Just a couple of hours flight. Just a couple of hours flight from Florida. Words cannot describe the destitution among the people in Haiti. Poverty I've ever seen in any country in the world, including the Christian power. Dying children under 1 year of age. Almost no medical care. AIDS epidemic. Most of the people baptized as Catholics. Instruction. Very few priests anywhere around doing these men absolution. Part of encouragement, no problem. Before your sins, all dying. And from one home for the dying after another. Large hallways filled with dying men. Before they had other duties, after several hours of both baptizing these dying children and absolving these dying men, and there were still hundreds left, I'd never done this in my life. I had no choice. As loud as I could shout, I encouraged them, these are the men, to thank for their sins and gave them annual absolution from their sins. Missionaries of Charity were therein scores. either grown or sold in Hades. Everything is infected. The United States, may God have mercy on our nation, on the military coalition force of state priests to be president of that dying Hades. To read about this in the Chicago Tribune or the New York Times. For the temporal order, over the years, my own Jesuits keep telling me, these retreats you're giving, do you attend the retreatants to do something to correct the gross injustice in our nation and from our country in so many nations of the world? The peace treaty, what a name. The peace treaty the United States signed with the Chadam after we won the Second World War. One of the conditions was to force the Japanese people to legalize abortion. All of this mostly concentrates on what is most important. The reunification, we continue. The laity are to carry out their mission in the world and in the church, in of this life and in the spiritual order of the eternal life. There's so much work to be done. All kinds of preachifying. But who is doing what needs to be done to convert human minds and will from your calling the self-idolatry is, given the absence we just described, primarily the eternal salvation of other people, and secondarily, the temporal conditions in order to assist human beings to reach their heavenly destiny. The council continues. One is the principle of Monday apostolate. It's principle. Send therefore by God to achieve it is to announce to those by word and action a message, the communication of His grace. All politically, pleasure between using word and putting the meaning of those words into practice. Not just what this retreat is all about. That's what life in this world is all about. The vocation, as we've been saying. When we were baptized, we were baptized and called by Christ to cooperate with Him in the salvation of others. No one, I never have tired repeating in my years of teaching, preaching, and giving retreats. No one gets to heaven alone. Period. Close the book. No one niente, di uno a lo piace in camano lo the language that I use learn that into your memory. Here we do our part in bringing others to heaven with us, or we'll never reach our destiny ourselves. And I have to say it, a widespread selfish preoccupation one day teaching a class in Philadelphia on this subject, I noticed they had some book in the classroom where I was teaching. But they might have an ordinary standard dictionary in the room. They did. Not the unabridged, just a standard dictionary. I asked one of the nuns to go to the desk, pull out the dictionary, and turn to the essence. Admiration, self-adulation, self-preoccupation, self-this, self-that. I count 72. I told so many audiences. The idolatry of the ancient world was polytheistic. In India, is crossing the street. All traffic stops. Everything stops. Cross the street. In Hindu time of religion, our God worship. Idolatry, as I keep repeating, has now become strictly, mathematically, monotheistic. Only one God. And that what I want, I want. What I choose. And the laws of our nation have been structured to defend the idolatry of the self. It's my choice of the choosing each individual a deity to him or herself. All we need, dear Lord, all we need him to live this life ourselves, we achieve our destiny. And for so many people, even the essential means, the necessary means, this is a couple of years ago, having another child, no way she could provide for having that child, say, giving birth in a hospital could not afford sufficient or less skilled hospital care. It's part of the situation, and I know him now. I want you, here's the phone number, call her up and tell her you'll provide both the hospital care and you an obstetrician for delivering the baby. And don't you dare charge her a penny. He could have hung up. So I asked, I hear you all right. What about it? Oh. the most elementary charity is your reception of the laity cooperating with the clergy that they complement one another before primary mission to announce to the world by word and action the message of Jesus Christ as from the principal means the church tells us comes to the world by word and action the message of Jesus Christ the communication of his grace. It is therefore this lay apostolate is not only holy and surely primary. They are a word and example in all the means that God in his wisdom will inspire you to use. Also means the communication of his grace. I strongly urge you, friends of the people whom you in his providence, in God's providence, can influence. And people to pray. There can be no grace. And people to pray. Of course, pray for them, but pray with them. And if you're queasy, or uneasy, or failure somehow indulging in piosity, just keep all thought of your mind. For you, Father, me, your children, and I must have said this hundreds of times to as many audiences, my Jesuit students, especially from India, one exception, told me in private conference, scandalized at how little Americans pray. In whatever decision you make during this retreat, in the name of our Lord, decide you're going to pray. Pray more regularly, pray more fervently. And because we're talking about the apostolate, encourage the most, urge, help others to pray. And then secondly, to also receive the sacraments. This could be a retreat all by itself. As we know, the sacrament of baptism. Our parishes, I hope, are in Chicago. The baptism of a child is delayed by months. That's absolutely wrong. Sacraments of penance and Holy Communion. Many children, Catholic by profession, that's just home. Now, one I know well in Virginia. He makes sure that none of his high schoolers going through some kind of religious instruction program make sure that not one of them graduates from high school without having made their first confession. First confession. all the cleaning up that has to be done in America. As I've said to some of you more than once, more often than I want to admit, I've gone to confession and the priest did not know the formula of absolution. When St. Vincent de Paul, in training his Vincentians and they were giving retreats to all friends, this was a regular feature of a mission given by the followers of St. Vincent de Paul. Each participant in the mission would receive a little piece of paper on which were written the words of absolution to the ones by the priest. And the people were instructed, oh, after you go to confession, then put this little piece of paper through the slot in the confessional screen so that the priest will know the formula of absolution after you give your confession, and then ask him to return the words of absolution to you so you can use it the next time you go to confession. No words of mine, though I spoke with the volume of thunder, or continue talking for hours, would do justice to the widespread ignorance of the faith in our nation. And all that we've been saying before is known, merely being emphasized, and when the church tells us that here especially the laity ought to cooperate with the clergy, do so. The clergy need help. I know. How well I know. Is not just another 3 days of talking about spiritual things. The Catholic Church in supposedly developed nations like the United States is in the gravest, deepest crisis of both our national history and in so many other nations in the history of the Church. My one hope in this retreat, and I mean what I'm saying, is to wake you up to the responsibilities you have to cooperate with Jesus Christ in restoring the knowledge of their faith among millions of still professed Catholics in America. I will not identify the diocese, and I have to remember whether I am repeating myself. When a certain bishop whom I know well, happens to be at a diocese of Michigan. Since he took over office, people have made a careful statistical analysis. Attendance at Sunday Mass has dropped by 89%. These people travel hours from their diocese for meetings we have in Detroit. I don't have to exhort them to do something. They know what's going on. People, these lay people, a large empty building to begin to do something to re-educate the still nominal Catholics in the bare essentials of the Catholic faith. Is a false faith. I'm repeating what I've been quoting from the Church's teaching. Is not only understanding the faith, which we should need, but receiving the sacraments. And receiving the sacrament of the Eucharist in the state of grace. Churches throughout the country. Mass is held for open, active, publicly known homosexuals. And every one of them, with their lesbian or gay partner, goes to Holy Communion. For the work we have to do and our days together here in Chicago. Under God, my one hope is, well, not what I am saying, but when our Lord is inspiring you, will take effect in your souls, and you will become wisely, prudently, all the good judgment that only God's grace can provide. But zealous, America needs reconversion. Do you hear me? And some of that conversion is in high places. I know. Another question in the same context. Is the lay apostolate exclusively the witness of a good Christian life? By no means. Over the years, now my 50th year in the priesthood, I have, as I never tire, telling the faithful to witness to a good Christian life themselves, which is a powerful channel of grace to others. But it was never enough. It is emphatically and totally inadequate today. No, the true apostle looks for every opportunity of announcing Jesus Christ to others openly and professedly. I know what I'm talking about. For some of us, this will sound either unrealistic or, how I say it, impossible. I don't want people to think that I'm a religious kook. Well, usually here. If you have not read Dale Carnegie's Art of Influence and Influence People, read it. Dale Carnegie was a good Christian, not a Catholic. Why, he was a shrewd, influencer to coin a word. In you, want to influence people in business to get them to buy what you're selling. And we are all in the business of selling Jesus Christ. And that is not pious path. What a nation, what a safe state, is not. I don't see a Catholic country. It is not even a Christian country. One law of our states and government and Supreme Court decision after another is openly, avowedly, brazenly anti-God. A little over a month ago, Mother Teresa was in Washington, D.C. on the vows of her sisters and to commemorate the 25th anniversary of their being in America. A pro-life organization asked me if I could have Mother Teresa be interviewed and taped on television. They came with all the necessary machinery and she spoke for upwards of 1 hour answering questions. And the purpose, understood from the very beginning, the purpose was that Mother Teresa would be featured on national television in spots on the major networks, and there would be a short quote following a brief appearance, urging the people to write to their congressman to count votes. Our presidents came out of Ethan, option for abortion. Everything was finished. And I got a family of calls. What are you promoting? The mixing religion and politics. And the pressure was coming from high places. Oh, wait until 10:30 one night to meet Mother Teresa about 9 o'clock the next morning in Calcutta. Describe the situation. You tell the people, I want this to be broadcast. Your government needs to be told that abortion is a crime. How brainwashed we have been. This will take courage. This will take prudence. This will take the whole valley of Christian virtues to engage in a lay apostolate which is generations overdue in our nation. Talk about a sleeping giant, the Catholic Church in America. 8:45, my clock says 9:44. Is it possible? Mother, the Son of God, and the author of life, obtain for us something of your heroic courage to be your son and his teaching to a Christless world. We need your courage, ask Jesus to make us strong in proclaiming him to a world that is dying